K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm your host for this other K-State podcast, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Wednesday morning, midweek, January 16th. Oh, am I reading that right? It's the 15th, excuse me. January 15th. 2025. This is the negative about waking up in the morning doing a podcast. But anyways, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, track and field, going to go down this weekend in Manhattan, Kansas. Tennis will be coming soon. Men's women's golf coming soon as well. And then a month from now, baseball. Yes, baseball is around the corner. A month from now, K-State baseball will be going out west again, yet again, to start another K-State season. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. This will come out tonight as I'm sitting recording in the morning. This will come out tonight on your feed, Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, a few more other podcasting platforms wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And of course, there's plenty of K-State content to go around these days, but there's pretty good ones out there, as you all know, and I have mentioned in the past. Y'all know what I'm talking about, but if you have not, add the Pearl Project Podcast to your list of K-State coverage. What are you doing? Because we come on episodes pretty much daily, including the weekends as well, there as well. So like, subscribe, make sure you hit the alarm bell every time we post content there. You guys be first to know about that as well. So there you go. And of course, Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast, that will return next week. I told you, I'm gonna stick to it, to the schedule right now. Every two weeks, I'll be joined by Alex Aiden out there in Sania, California, to talk basketball, which we're gonna get into this postcast in a minute, and other sports or breaking news that happens over there. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIR number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast there for more coverage. Every cast, you got to go download the Podbean app and do that as well. 3 new episodes has just been published over there as well, so I'm happy to say that as well. Postcast, K-State men's basketball last night, could not get a dub against Texas Tech in Manhattan last night. This was typical K-State game defensively. They corralled Texas Tech, but they could not score in the final 6 minutes of this basketball game, losing to Texas Tech by 4, 61-57 after leading by 2 at the halftime. Bring a typical K-State Texas Tech matchup there. You know, a side note a little bit. Now this is how kind of bad I'm off of the men's game, because obviously the women needed attention, and rightfully so, right? And by the way, the women play tomorrow against Arizona. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow night. And they begin their runs of Arizona teams against, when Arizona comes to the Doom tomorrow night. But back to the men's side here. I didn't realize Chris Beard and Mark Adams, who were on staff at Texas Tech, Once upon a time, we're on Ole Miss. Coach Chris Beard, it's like, I was somewhere now. I can't remember where I was at. I know I was out somewhere with a friend. Maybe it was, gosh, can't remember where exactly the place it was. But look at the TV, I had to double check. Damn, Chris Beard over at Ole Miss? And Mark Ashworth, you're not over there? So I just wanted to count that out. And maybe that's why everyone's talking about the SEC being the best conference that it is. And my other team lost to that other team I'm not going to talk about. But K-State men's basketball, though, could not score a basket there. And, of course, David Castillo missed a late three late in this basketball game there as well. 57 points for K-State last night. Match a season low there in this game, and that's, you can't put the ball in the hoop, you're definitely not going to win basketball games, that's for damn sure. They're 24 points in the second half. It's just not going to get it done. It's just not going to get it done there. And again, it's just polar opposites. When it's just two teams, hey, this come on here and sound like a dead horse, but again, we tell what it is. It is what it is right now. K-State men's basketball team, whether it's Castillo, whether it's Brendan Housen, can't put the ball in. And sorry, that's what comes to my mind. But Can't put the ball in the basket. Coleman Hawkins. Doesn't matter. You can't put the ball in the hat. If you don't have your supporting cast make buckets, this could have been a winnable game. To be honest with you, this is another winnable game that K-State. Now, no offense to Texas Tech, their record 12-3 coming in this basketball game, right? Yeah. Well, no. Excuse me. It was 11-4, right? And they were 3-2 in the conference going in here. This is another conference game that Tang Company let slip away. This was out for the table, especially when you beat Cincinnati at home to begin this conference schedule. And you drop, your last three? Now it's the last four Big 12 conference games? It is bad. In the first half, though, they close it out with an 11-0 run to go up by two at the break. And I've said it the last couple postcasts on here that first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes is key in any type of situation, any type of basketball game, whether you're playing a sorry-ass team or a good team, right? And this is just here, you're playing Tech, so anything goes there as well. But I honestly, I'm not surprised at the score. I'll be honest with you, I did not watch any of this. I was in and out of the first half, and after that, I kind of checked out in the second half, and then turned around right before I went to bed, looked at the final score, and then, yeah, here before I went on the podcast, looked up. Like I usually do, get caught up with everything else, look at the box score and everything else like that, look at the recap, things like that. So yeah, I'll be first on here and say, no, I did not watch this basketball game. I checked in and out the first half. And after that, say, you know what, they're gonna probably lose this game. And my gut was right on this one there as well. The offense, 29% shooting. Hold on. Doo-doo-doo. I'm going to have to go back here. I'm going to have to double check that. 29% shooting, is that right? That's ugly enough as well. Brennenhausen, 13 points on the evening. 4 of 9 shooting from the field. He was 3 of 8 from downtown. Hawkins, speaking of Coleman Hawkins, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals for him. David Gasson, double figures again for the fourth time, leading the team in all in that category, 11 points. Max Jones almost had a double-double in this one, 10-9 for him as well. He almost pretty much played the whole game. As I look back over here, 39 points in this basketball game for Max Jones as K-State loses by 4 measly points. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here as K-State now drops to 1-4 conference play. They've lost the last 4. And 7-9. Texas Tech outscored K-State by 6. In the second half of this basketball game, as I'm looking on here, Deron Williams, Elijah Hawkins. Let's see if I can do some quick math in my head. That's 30 points combined. That's almost pretty much half the points for Texas Tech because nobody else didn't really do anything for them. 30 points between Deron Williams and Elijah Hawkins there. Leads Texas Tech past K-State in this one. And Texas Tech shot 50% shooting from the field. Meanwhile, K-State overall, 36% shooting from the field, including 30% only from three. And then the game, 11 points. Points in the paint, 18 for K-State. Fast break points, 11 points off our turnovers, 10, and only 7 bench points there in this game. David Castillo, though, I'm probably the only one that's been, maybe there's another one on 3MAPOD that's been doing as well. But I've been sitting here clamming for these guys. I mean, you're already in being way behind the 8-ball now, and you gotta start playing these guys. I'm in a big cheerleader as far as get David Castillo on the basketball court. Stop playing 5-6 minutes a game. You recruited him. Yes, Trump Tang, you recruited him. Why are you letting him sit right on the bench? I don't understand. All right, this goes back to last year. Letting them guys not play, not letting them develop a little bit. Yeah, they're going to make mistakes. And I've said this a time in and time out again on the Purple Project podcast. I keep saying that. But you got to let them play at this point. Season anyway, David Castillo, I believe this is mostly played all year, but only 2 points in the game. 21 minutes, but again, yes, it's good to see him get that experience, right? You need him to start gaining college experience. Can't just let him sit. But go along with that. struggles a little bit. 0-4 from downtown, 1-7 from the field last night. And I know he started before. CJ Jones only 8 minutes. Doug McDaniel looks like he might have come off the bench. I'm not sure. Yeah, you don't never know these days with Doug McDaniel being in the doghouse, coach's doghouse, all season long for him as well. He was 23 minutes there. He didn't do anything. 4 points on the evening as well. So, yeah, K-State right now. Pretty much, you don't have to pull that up, and I'm not going to even, later on this week, maybe we'll pull Jerome Tang's quote out and talk more about that, but right now, as I'm going to sit here right now and pull up the standings right now while I'm talking here, let's see if I can do that, here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer here. For a couple more minutes as I pull up the standings here as I talk at the same time. All right, so after 5 games of the conference, that's not what I want right there. Okay, all right, surprisingly enough, you look at the last 4, Oklahoma State, K-State, 1-4, and you really go back to up to Arizona State, and so you're at the bottom of the league, 1-4, 1-4, K-State, 1-4, Cincinnati, Colorado. And that win against Cincinnati is becoming a really moot point because they suck. They're 0-4. Colorado's bad. 0-4 as well. So, like I said, missed opportunities for the men's basketball team. And this is the 3rd game. I know you had no chance against Houston because they were off rolling like usual when they play us. But 3 of the 4 games were winnable. And yeah, Texas Tech had a better record than K-State going in. But despite Williams and going off or whatever, but you held Texas Tech in check. You had a chance to win this basketball. If you hold a opponent to less than 60 points or just tad over 60 points, Red Rice had only 61, you had a chance to win this basketball game. You didn't. 550 exactly. You didn't score a basket in 550 in the game. It's not gonna get it. It's not gonna cut it, right? It's not gonna cut it. So, this is the bottom of the league, Utah, and we're just gonna stay there because that's where we're at right now. Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma State, K-State, Cincinnati, Colorado. 3 of 4. This could be easy. You could be sitting there 2-2. But no, you're standing in 1-4 right now and only 7-9 in the overall. So, but we'll come back. I'm pretty sure I'll come back to Jerome Tang here later on this week as they get ready for their other game this weekend here against, I believe, KU. Oh gosh. KU this weekend, Dylan Sabah showdown. Lawrence goes down. KU is 9th in the country right now. And that's a noon tip on we're going to get embarrassing. That's television. We usually do. CBS. See, that's the conference I had to have right now. CBS will carry the game. National televised game. Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 1. Lawrence goes down at Allen Fieldhouse. And your case, this is not good. This is going to be ugly, to say the least there. Unless something happens. Because, yeah, Missouri. They destroyed Florida last night. That's my other Florida's my other team, by the way. But anyways, here 2-game road trip now for K-State, and it don't get any better from here. KU 12-3, they're 3-1 right now in the conference. Noon on CBS, following another Big 12 loss for the men's Cats team there. 61-57 last night, losing to Red Raiders. For our Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or we're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Remember to like what you're hearing. Make sure you like and subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. And wrap things up for this men's postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. K-State, KU, Dylan Sunflower Showdown, Lawrence, Saturday afternoon. Go Cats.